Savitri, Book 2, Canto 2, The Kingdom of Subtle Matter, pages 107 to 109. Thus taken was God's plunge into the night. This fallen world became a nurse of souls, inhabited by concealed divinity. A being woke and lived in the meaningless void. A worldwide nation strove towards life and thought. A consciousness blocked out from mindless sleep. All here is driven by an insentient will. Thus fallen, inconscient, frustrated, dense, inert, sunk into inanimate and torpid drowse, Earth lay, a drudge of sleep, forced to create by a subconscient yearning memory, left from a happiness dead before she was born, an alien wonder on her senseless breast. This mire must harbor the orchid and the rose. From her blind and willing substance must emerge a beauty that belongs to happier spheres. This is the destiny bequeathed to her, as if a slain god left a golden trust to a blind force and an imprisoned soul. An immortal godhead's perishable parts, she must reconstitute from fragments lost, reword from a document complete elsewhere, her doubtful title to her divine name. A residue, her sole inheritance, all things she carries in her shapeless dust. Her giant energy tied to petty forms, in the slow tentative motion of her power, with only frail, blunt instruments for use, she has accepted as her nature's need, and given to man as his stupendous work, a labor to the gods impossible. A life living hardly in a field of death, its portion claims of immortality. A brute, half-conscious body serves as means, a mind that must recover a knowledge lost, held in stone grip by the world's inconscience, and wearing still these countless knots of law, a spirit bound, stand up as nature's king. A mighty kinship is this daring's cause. All we attempt in this imperfect world looks forward or looks back beyond time's gloss to its pure idea and firm inviolate type in an absolute creation's flawless skill. To seize the absolute in shapes that pass, to fix the eternal starch in time-made things, this is the law of all perfection here. A fragment here is caught of heaven's design, else could we never hope for greater life, and ecstasy and glory could not be. Even in the littleness of our mortal state, even in this prison house of outer form, a brilliant passage for the infallible flame is driven through gross walls of nerve and brain. A splendor presses or a power breaks through, Earth's great dull barrier is removed a while, the inconscient seal is lifted from our eyes, and we grow vessels of creative might. The enthusiasm of a divine surprise pervades our life. A mystic stir is felt, a joyful anguish trembles in our limbs, a dream of beauty dances through the heart, a thought from the eternal mind draws near. Intimations cast from the invisible, awaking from infinity sleep, come down, symbols of that which never yet was made.